This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. The time is drawing near when you won't be able to prepare anymore for the collapse that seems increasingly imminent. Social chaos, international war, all kinds of things, economic collapse. And those people who should be preparing are instead partying right now and mocking preppers. I want you to know, if you're a prepper, and you probably are, at least to some degree, if you're listening to these podcasts, you're doing something to get prepared. If you're a prepper, you're going to thank yourself at such a level. I mean, you're going to be self-vindicated when things hit the fan. And we don't know exactly when it is or which thing is going to break first, but when things hit the fan, you are going to thank yourself for everything that you've done to gather skills. And I do want to emphasize skills here too, not just, you know, bags of beans and bullets and so on. But that stuff matters too. You need self-defense. You need food. Food is crucial. You need water filters. You know, you need stored water. You need gear, a certain amount of gear. But you need skills and knowledge and awareness more than anything else. And that's, you know, that's a big reminder for all of us. Even myself, I'm so busy with what I do, you know, writing for Natural News and working at the lab and working on glyphosate methods, and now writing another new science paper to be published in a science journal about a glyphosate method that we created. I'm busy as heck, and I've been trying to sight in this rifle for, I swear, a month. I've been trying to sight it in, and I haven't had a chance. I mean, I've been doing pistol work, and I'll share an interesting story with you on that, but I've been doing a lot of pistol training, you know, ambidextrous, right hand, left hand, one-handed pistol work. Recently, a lot of that, but I haven't had a chance to sight in this rifle, and I'm just almost kicking myself because, you know, a lot of what's going to come down, you're not going to be able to go out and just shoot the way you can shoot now. You know, you're not going to be able to go to a gun range. How are you going to sight in your rifles after, you know, shit hits the fan? How are you going to do that without attracting attention to yourself? And by the way, I shoot with suppressors on all my rifles, but even with a suppressor, a gunshot is nowhere near silent. Not a supersonic rifle round. It's not quiet at all. You can still hear that shot a mile away. You know, don't, Hollywood is BS. Hollywood tries to make it like, oh, you put a suppressor on your rifle and it's super quiet. It's like, no. You still need hearing protection. It's really freaking loud, even with a suppressor. Why? Because the bullet is hypersonic, man. It's traveling faster than the speed of sound. So it's breaking the sound barrier. So it's got a, you know, it's got a sound shockwave. And that'll mess up your ears if you don't protect yourself. So I always shoot with ear protection. But I'm especially focusing on getting things ready now that you won't be able to do after it gets bad. So purchasing products is also something that's going to be very difficult to do, just being able to buy things online. And sticking with the guns theme here, there's an organization called FOSCAD, F-O-S-S-C-A-D, FOSCAD. I think it's just foscad.org. And there, I don't know if you know this, you can download a massive library of 3D printing parts for all kinds of 3D printed guns and 3D printed rifle parts. And there's been a breakthrough on 3D printing by the Lulzbot company, L-U-L-Z-B-O-T. Now, I'm going to bring you more details about this, probably a video, but they've just come out with a hardened steel tool head that can print a polyamide carbon fiber enriched. It's like a carbon fiber nylon material that you can print ultra hard, almost as tough as steel parts now out of a Lulzbot printer. So I actually have a TAS 6 on order right now. I've been running a print farm, 3D print farm, for like 4 years. We print 3D parts for our food grow systems. But I am going to experiment with the FOSCAD 3D printing gun files and see if I can print a receiver out of this nylon carbon fiber reinforced material using the Lulzbot hardened steel tool head, which has a diameter. The nozzle is 0.8 millimeters, by the way. So I'm going to build up an entire rifle out of a 3D printed receiver just to see if it works. I know other people have done this, and it does work, but this new material might be the best material yet. I mean, this could allow you to run a gun for thousands of rounds. The receiver doesn't get much pressure, by the way. All the pressure is in the barrel and the bolt, the chamber where the bolt interfaces with the barrel, the chamber where the brass sits when you pull the trigger, you know, that's where all the pressure is. The receiver itself, which is the serialized portion of a firearm, or at least a rifle, receives almost no pressure whatsoever. Just has to handle the reciprocating bolt carrier group bouncing off the buffer spring in the buffer stock, you know, the butt stock. So the receiver, I'm quite certain that I can print a receiver out of this new material, and I can have a rifle that's going to go for thousands of rounds. But I want to demonstrate that. And, you know, this is something that you can do. It's legal in almost every state, except I think New Jersey. There might be other states that are considering laws. But right now, it is legal. It is legal to print your own AR-15 receiver. You can't sell them to other people. That would make you a gun dealer or a gun manufacturer. That's highly regulated, of course, and I'm certainly not suggesting you do that. Keep it legal, like I do. I keep everything legal. You know, if the police ever show up at my house and look at my gun collection, they're going to go, wow, that's a lot of guns, but they're all legal. There's nothing illegal here. The dude likes guns, but guess what? He's not breaking any laws. that's exactly what they're going to say. If they look at my gun collection, actually, they're going to say, wow, can we try some of these? These are really freaking cool. But you can manufacture your own firearm in almost every U.S. state. It's legal from a federal level. And my point is that you should look at doing this now. I mean, there's two ways to do it. You can buy a ghost gunner. I think it's at ghostgun.net or ghostgunner.net, one or the other. And that's a CNC machine where you can mill out the metal of an aluminum receiver, where you buy an 80% aluminum receiver online. And you can do that, and I've done that, and those work great. Or you can 3D print out of a material and make your own receiver. And that's what I just mentioned, the Lulzbot TAS 6 printer, the hardened steel tool head. And you need the ColorFab material, ColorFab, F-A-B-B, ColorFab. It's a polyamide carbon fiber. I think it's like PA-CF or something. I'll probably do a video on this and go give you all the details. But you get that right filament, you get the right tool head, the right printer, you download the plans from FOSCAD, and you can freaking print your own receivers. And then you can build up your rifles from there just by ordering parts online, like Midway USA or Palmetto State Armory, which is probably now the best place to just get very affordable, you know, gun parts to make your own rifles. You can get everything you need, you know, it's all legal. Just get yourself an upper, an AR-15 upper, a barrel, and all the pins and everything, and trigger group, everything you need. You know, keep it all legal. If you're in California, you have restrictions. You know, if you're in Washington, you have restrictions and so on. I always encourage you to keep it legal. But if you're living in the rest of the world that's still free, I mean, the rest of America, you can build up a proper AR-15 rifle. And the time to do this is now. Because this is probably going to get banned. It won't be long before that happens. Anyway, check out my website, guns.news, and look for more videos that I'll probably bring you on this topic. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, publisher of newstarget.com. Take care. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory-validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com.